Bright and beautiful music. This is KIXI AM 91, Seattle.
10 o'clock. CBS News. The school busing controversy continues in Boston, and a federal judge is ready to act to extend the desegregation of Boston schools. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Boston schools are still experiencing difficulty implementing the first part of a federal desegregation order. Now additional desegregation orders are in the works. Don Gordon of station WEEI reports from Boston.
Judge Arthur Garrity has set a deadline of noon on Monday for the submission by the Boston School Committee of its final draft of a plan for phase two of desegregation of the city schools. Much of the system is affected by the busing so far this year, but that's only an interim step. The plan due at noon on Monday must desegregate all of Boston's public schools. The court hearing comes at a time of tension in Boston. Violence inside and outside South Boston High School last Wednesday has left almost all schools in that section of Boston closed, and two giant rallies, one pro, one con, marked the weekend. It was a march against racism on Saturday, a march of defiance to busing on Sunday. And in the meantime, school department professionals have been meeting to see what they must or can do to get South Boston schools open again. Don Gordon for CBS News in Boston.
I'll have more news in a moment.
Give your hand to a friend, give your heart to your love,
but give your car best to contact, the sooner the better.
6 of 3 or 1, that's the question when you catch the common cold. Sneezing, drips, congestion. Then take 12-hour contact. You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. The tiny time pills do it. Both the others contain things for aches and fever. The liquid, something for coughs, not found in contact. Your cold, your choice.
Give your cold to contact.
6 or 3 or 1. Take contact. Only as directed.
President Ford and French President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing will issue a joint communique on Monday in their summit talks in Martinique. Both men appeared to get on well during their first face-to-face meeting over the weekend. At a dinner Sunday night, they toasted each other with champagne and said their discussions were friendly. It's thought France may have agreed to some concessions over energy policy. Top administration officials met over the weekend at Camp David to discuss options they can present to President Ford on energy policy. One official who was there says very important progress was made. The meetings included discussions of both short and long-term policies for reducing American dependence on foreign oil. Senator Dick Clark, Democrat of Iowa, says he expects several changes in President Ford's cabinet by the end of January. Clark says one man he'd like to see replaced is Secretary of Agriculture Earl Butts, and Clark told why.
I think his usefulness has passed. I appreciate his bluntness often and his frankness, even though sometimes I don't agree with it. But on the other hand, it seems to me that the Ford administration should start on its own, that it ought to have a new Secretary of Agriculture as well as several other cabinet positions. My own feeling is that this Department of Agriculture is really too heavily dominated by the grain companies. Each of the major positions in the Department of Agriculture, including the secretary, are people who have just come out of one of the major grain companies, are people who have left and gone back into them. So I'd like to see a change.
Clark says he thinks Butts will be replaced, along with Housing Secretary James Lynn, HEW Secretary Casper Weinberger, and others. Board Chairman Thomas Murphy of General Motors says the cost of raw materials used in making automobiles is now leveling off. And he says this may mean important progress is finally coming in the battle against inflation. Murphy says he believes the rate of inflation will continue to decline and that this is going to bring people back into a buying frame of mind. Several hundred coal miners in southwestern Pennsylvania have voted to join striking mine construction workers on the picket line. It's estimated about 20,000 miners are now honoring the picket lines of the construction workers. Now this.
Which would you rather forego? The low prices only a chain store can offer, or the friendly service of an independent dealer? Why settle for one or the other? Hi, Pat Summerall here to tell you that you get the benefits of both at True Value Hardware Stores. You see, True Value Hardware Stores are independently owned by a local man, usually a neighbor of yours. He's the kind of friendly guy you get to know by his first name, the kind of handy guy you look to for do-it-yourself advice. And he has his own money invested in the business. So believe me, you'll never write the chairman of some board to get satisfaction. At the same time, each independent True Value dealer is a part of a chain of over 4,700 hardware stores whose combined buying power amounts to $1 billion. So True Value Hardware Stores buy their merchandise for less, can sell it to you for less. Chain store prices, independent dealer service. Get the best of both worlds at True Value Hardware Stores.
The Federal Trade Commission Sunday night released a report on advertising claims made by some shampoo makers, saying some of the natural ingredients said to be in them include plain water. The FTC had challenged the industry to prove advertising claims made by some of the country's largest selling hair care products. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS in Seattle, KIXI. The weather forecast for Seattle, Tacoma, Everdon vicinity. Cloudy with occasional drizzle or fog tonight through Monday, increasing chance of rain Tuesday. Lows in the lower 40s with highs Monday in the mid-50s, Tuesday near 50. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Presently 53 degrees at the Lake Union Building, 52 at SeaTac, relative humidity 87%. Barometer 30.20 and steady. Stay tuned now for Mystery Theater next.
CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. It's only human, I expect, to envy the wealthy, the successful, the newsworthy. Yes, all these advantages are something to be a little jealous of, but only up to a point. Beyond that, a host of problems, very different from ours, and far more disturbing and deadly, haunt the fabulously rich, the superstar, the headline maker. Could you imagine, for example, this happening to you, or your sister, or your daughter?
Go ahead in, Bill.
After you, Senator.
Have a look at this package. I found it waiting with the mail when I got home.
Italy. Postmarked Naples. You want me to open the box?
You're younger and tougher than I am. I don't think it'll make you throw up.
A finger. With a ring on it. Jake's ring.
Jake's finger. We can check the print, but I know it's his.
But this came from Naples. Your daughter Lynn's supposed to be in Rome. Why would... You think Jake is dead?
I don't know. I don't even know if Lynn is still alive.
Our mystery drama, See Naples and Die, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Michael Wager. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
When you drink beer, do you tilt the glass for long, hearty swallows? Or just tip it and sip it? Well, sipping's the thing for wine, but Budweiser beer is a hearty drink, brewed for zest and character. The best way to enjoy Bud is to drink it. Not chug a lug, just man-sized beer drinker swallows.
That's when that famous Budweiser taste, smoothness, and drinkability really come through. Smoothness and drinkability that come only from natural carbonation and exclusive Beechwood aging. Smoothness and drinkability, too good for any half-hearted sipping. So drink up. You'll see that brewing beer right does make a difference. And that when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
Oh, dear. All of this furniture is so beautiful. Look at this beautiful leather chair and this gorgeous oak table. And the prices are so low, I don't know which one to buy first.
I'll help you, madam.
But who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau. Listen carefully. New federal regulations require that furniture be properly labeled, describing what it's made of, plastic, wood, veneer, and so forth. Be sure to read the labels on the furniture. They'll help you.
Oh, I see. Why, look, the label on this marble table says made of marble dust. No wonder it's cheaper. Oh, thank you for telling me.
Think nothing of it, little lady. Just passing along another consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Senator Henry Chalmers Winstead, born 1918, of a wealthy and distinguished family, which contained in its history one Secretary of the Treasury, eight congressmen, several judges. Senator Winstead, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and certainly his party's nominee to run for the next President of the United States. A man to be envied? Let's find that out from someone who knows him perhaps best of all, Bill Desmond.
When the senator calls, I jump. He's that kind of man. He never orders, just asks. He never refuses. Not out of fear or ambition, out of respect, admiration. And if you accept the word in its proper context, love. That's why I was there, looking with a churning stomach at that grisly present from Naples and listening to the phone ring.
I want you to listen in on this, Bill. Take it in my study. But don't let her know she's being monitored.
Senator, if it's Lynn, I
please,
don't...
Please, Bill. Everything I have in the world may be at stake.
Okay, sir, I'm with you.
This is Senator Winstead. I want to talk to Miss Beth Chalmers. If there's any question... Tell her that her father insists on talking to her.
I hurried into the senator's study and picked up his extension quietly without any telltale click. You learn a lot about that sort of thing these days in Washington. They had just started to talk.
Lynn?
Yes, Daddy?
There really isn't anything funny about this, Lynn. Why did you refuse to take my call?
Well, I thought you might be some smart-aleck reporter that had... What's the phrase of choice today? Cracked my cover. Blown it.
Oh, is that all?
What else? Where are you, Dad?
In Washington.
Was something wrong?
You can tell me that in person. I want you home on the next plane. Lynn, did you hear me?
How could I miss? So did most of Rome. May I ask you why I'm being bullied like a witness before one of your subcommittees?
If it hadn't been for special circumstance, I wouldn't have been soft enough to allow you to go barging around Europe alone and... Well, confound it, I really despise the word. Incognito.
But it's such a lovely word. It's so romantic. It's my affair.
The word I get from my sources is exactly that. Affair.
Daddy, I'm 25 years old. Isn't that way beyond the time it's anyone else's business?
Vittorio Tedesco is a criminal.
Why?
He's been cited by one of my subcommittees for income tax evasion.
Who isn't these days?
Well, now, that's pretty childish for 25, Lynn.
And you're pretty damn self-righteous. How'd you feel if Vic and I came on home and got married?
You'd do me a favor. Bring him. The moment he sets foot on U.S. soil, he'll be indicted for income tax evasion, and that's only the beginning.
You don't know Vic, Dad. I think you've been witch hunting too long.
What I'm beginning to feel is that I'm hunting one right now. You get yourself home here alone, or I'll come and get you.
With Congress in session? Aren't you afraid the country would fall apart without you? I'm sorry, Daddy, but you can't make me jump like all the disciples anymore. I'm going to do what you did. I'm going to make my own life.
Don't you hang up on me.
Mom left me independent. You brought me up to be that way. Nobody knows who I am here and that I'm about to get out of your way for good, and I won't surface till you have everything you want. Ciao.
Lynn? Lynn? Damn it. Bill, you're still on?
Yes, sir.
Better get in here. What we need is a council of war.
Why didn't you tell her? How about Jake?
She had no idea I sent Jake off to keep an eye on her.
But we're not going to sit here and do nothing.
Of course not. There's more to that box than... and that obscenity I showed you.
Here,
read this.
I find your daughter irresistible. Also, fortunately, she feels the same way about me. Since I feel I'm a little old for her, I hope we never have to use that lever. Why don't you let me go right over now and take care of that dirty...
That's what I want, Bill. But I couldn't be the one to suggest it.
Maybe we'd be better off just hollering copper.
Finish the note. What evidence, what proof do we have?
Well, the note came with a finger, didn't it?
Oh, no. Completely separately. Read.
I think you might want to reach me after you read this. Any evening between 12 and 1 a.m. Washington time, I will try to reach you at Rose's hideaway. The phone is safe. Marriage, naturally, is not the only option. Unless we can make a bargain. I hope Jake put his finger on that. No signature.
And typed. And no doubt who it's from.
Vittorio Tedesco.
Yes.
What's his price?
Quash the income tax indictment against him, I suppose.
Could you?
I... can't, in all honesty.
Are you even considering this proposition?
Jake Muldoon was my sergeant at the invasion of Truk. If it hadn't been for his hand in the way, a Japanese bayonet would have cut my throat. My daughter is all I have left from a family that once had a wife and two sons as well. I lost them all to violence. Ella to cancer. Jim and Grant in two wars, Korea and Vietnam. I have no family left but Lynn. And you and Jake. What else can I do?
Push the button. Call in everyone, including the Marines.
Well, it's a consideration. Except they already have Jake.
But not Lynn.
You heard the phone call, Bill. I can't stop Lynn from marrying that gangster if she wants to.
Now, it would raise such a smell your whole candidacy would go out the window.
I can't quash the indictment against him, nor would I even try. Except for Lynn. Oh, Lord. What am I going to do, Bill?
Stall.
What good can that do?
Give me time to fly to Italy. 48 hours.
Oh, risk my last friend. I don't know. Bring it all out in the open is the right way for me.
No. Not till you take that phone call. A witching hour. Well, let's head for the witch at Rose's hideaway and check out just what Tedesco really expects to get. Senator Winstead, in spite of his prominence and enormous know-how, is a babe in arms when it comes to the dirty work. That's my department. I was halfway to being a lawyer when my folks tangled with a truck. There was only enough insurance to bury them, and I had a kid sister and brother to bring up, so I became a cop. 8 years later, my kid sister and brother were independent, and under the police program, I got my lawyer's degree. While I was getting it, I met Lynn Winstead and her father. It was a case of love at first sight all the way around. What we all should have had was second sight to see where it was leading us.
Don't be shy, fellas. Just waltz on in. This is a friendly inferno. And just super hell for kicks. The door on the left's my office. Just head for there. I'm Rose, Senator. I was expecting you, not the BF.
This is my administrative assistant, Bill Desmond.
I don't go for gonzos.
Except on your side.
No rods in here.
I have a license for it, Rosebud.
Oh, don't let my name of the club fool you, Mac. I wanted to, I could take it away from you.
No need. We're only here for a phone call.
The Senator, not you.
Bill is in on all of this. I brought him in.
I don't know, but hold it. Just remember, this is my territory. No funny moves. Like otherwise, the morning paper gets a tip. Senator Winstead was frequenting a gay bar.
You'll forget it, Bill.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Put it through. Then switch it on my office phone. A certain party looking to reach you, Senator. Now, the next time this phone rings, he'll be on the line from overseas. You want to tell your bully boy here to join me at the bar for a drink? So as you can have some privacy?
Think I'll be safe?
As long as you're under Mother Rose's wing.
Go with him, Bill. I'll take the call. But I want Bill if I need him. You hear that?
Yes, sir. We'll handle him with TLC.
Tender loving care, sir. It's the nurse's credo.
But it better be the way you're handled.
Hello? A call from Naples? It's your call, Senator. Come on, Desmond.
Who's talking?
I don't have to ask who you are. The voice is enough identification. You really have to ask who I am?
No, but can we stop the games? As you've set it up, there's no way this phone call can be monitored.
That was the idea.
So let's not waste time. Jake, are you all right?
I'd have thought your daughter would be your first concern.
She is, if you've got her. You gave me proof enough you have Jake.
Let's cut your worries. I have them both, Senator. Jake against his will, as you can imagine. Your daughter, that's another story.
What do you want, Tedesco?
I want back to America. My skirt's clean. That income tax evasion judgment reversed. I want to be a free citizen, and you can do it.
And if I can't?
I'll send you your friend Jake piece by piece. I'll marry your daughter and make sure you couldn't be elected dog catcher.
I need time. How do I get in touch with you?
I'll call here tomorrow and the day after, same time. If you're not there 48 hours from now... Well, I sent you Jake's finger because I wanted to be sure you understood we weren't playing any games. I'd hate to get into the same sort of thing with your daughter. But I have too much at stake to have any scruples.
You'll have my answer within 48 hours.
If you feel you must wait. But what else can it be?
This wouldn't or couldn't happen to you or me. Ordinary people are not called upon to make extraordinary decisions normally. But how will Senator Henry Chalmers Winstead react? Which of his lives, public or private, is the more important? We'll return shortly with Act Two.
Quiet! Halt!
Cigarette?
No need for that. I'm ready.
Blindfold?
Dash it, man. Let's get it over with.
As you wish.
Ready! Ready!
Henry, wake up.
Uh-huh.
You're dreaming again. Your tax audit?
Yeah, today's the day.
But you got all your records together.
Yes, I do. Aren't you coming?
You don't need me. You're ready.
Can I help you, sir?
Well,
you're here for an audit. Won't you have a seat?
Thank you.
Well, now, let's see. If you have good records of your income and receipts for your deductions, an audit of your federal income tax return can be easier than you think.
How did it go, Henry?
Ha, no problem. Nothing I couldn't handle.
This message presented on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service.
In God we trust. America speaks.
In the words of Eleanor Roosevelt, all human beings have failings. All human beings have needs and temptations and stresses. Men and women who live together through long years get to know one another's failings, but they also come to know what is worthy of respect and admiration in those they live with and in themselves. If at the end one can say, this man used to limit the powers that God granted him, he was worthy of love and respect and of the sacrifices of many people, made in order that he might achieve what he deemed to be his task, then that life has been lived well, and there are no regrets.
Presented by the Catholic Communications Foundation.
It's been a sleepless night for Bill and the Senator, and seven precious hours are gone before the Senator has finally agreed to let Bill fly to Rome. It's a slim chance because Lynn has already checked out of her hotel with no forwarding address. Now, waiting at the airport to catch the first plane out, Bill is joined unexpectedly at the airport.
What are you doing here, Senator?
I threw a little weight around last night and dug up the number Tedesco called from. Naples. Spezia 54368.
Got it.
I should be going myself.
Oh, sure. They'd spot you for sure. And some smart reporter would have a headline like Daughters, Torch, Lights, Fire under Senator Winstead by fiddling around in Rome. You can't afford to lose a nomination with publicity like that.
I can't afford to lose a daughter.
You're not going to. Neither am I. I just discovered I'm still carrying my torch. I must really love her when I can even think of forgiving her for falling for a crook like that.
Don't underestimate him. He's a very charming man.
He's a crook.
I talk about his manners, you his morals. The only thing we ever could get him on was tax fraud. Why didn't we grab him in time? A lot of mistakes, Bill. Why didn't you grab Lynn when you could have?
No guts.
My daughter scared you?
Enough. But not all the way. You.
Me?
You're a large legend to live up to, Senator. Anyone in your family lives in a glass cage, which isn't much protection.
How do you expect to locate Lynn?
I'm heading for that Spezia telephone number in Naples. I got some channels of my own.
Watch your step, Bill. He fights dirty.
So do I. I came from the same slums. The flight was a milk run, but Rome was strictly a washout. So I took the Rapido for Naples. A Spezia phone number turned out to be a waterfront joint called Zia Maddalena. Bingo. Right off the bat, Lynn was sitting at a table with Vic. I was headed for them when about 220 pounds of muscle and a tuxedo got in my way.
Buonasera, signore. E benvenuta a Zia Maddalena. I am Guillermo. The signor wishes to sit at the bar.
The signor wishes to join Mr. Tedesco.
You're a friend of his?
I know, the ladies.
Ah, but the evening is warm. Tonio, take his coat. Don't try to move, amico. Just a little, what you call it, precaution.
A frisk.
Old American custom.
Guillermo.
You can call me Willie. Let him go, Tonio. He's clean now.
The all-American type. Thanks for making me feel at home. I can find my own way. Thanks. Beth Chalmers. Imagine bumping into you.
Bill.
I hope I'm not breaking up anything or something like that.
No, no, not at all,
Bill,
Senor.
How did you... Oh, excuse me, Vic. This is an old friend of the family, Bill Desmond. Vic Tedesco.
How are you, Mr. Desmond? Do you expect to be in Naples long, Senor Desmond?
Oh, no, I just came here to pick up a couple of packages. I hope to get the first train out.
Oh, Well, we were just going to have a brandy. Will you join us?
Oh, I don't think that...
Matter of fact, I was going to ask Beth to join me in a dance.
Why don't you, Beth?
Oh, you sure you don't mind, Vic?
No, not at all.
All right.
As a matter of fact, I have some business to attend to. Please, enjoy yourselves. But I'll be jealous of every moment you're away, carissima. I expect to marry La Signorina. So treat her very carefully, huh?
Bill, I want you to get out of here.
Just as soon as you do.
Oh, I'm not leaving. So be a good little bird dog and stick your tail between your legs and run back to Dad and tell him it's no good.
I agree. The whole thing stinks.
I don't want to talk about it.
Then why are you dancing with me?
I was afraid you'd tell Vic who I really am.
He knows, knucklehead. He knows.
No, he doesn't. He thinks... Where are you taking me?
The terrace. Out!
I'm not going.
That's what you think.
Bill, you hurt me just now.
What do you think you're doing to your father?
Dad? He can take care of himself. He's above us all in an ivory tower. And don't talk to me about his career. 25 years, that's all I've ever lived. My father's life. Never my own. I've had to fight off charlatans, lounge lizards, fortune hunters, and social climbers. And as for any real man, the very thought of trying to live up to my father has turned them off. You ought to know that. Well, it didn't turn Vic off. Because he doesn't know who I am. I'm just the girl he loves. Can't you understand that? For once, I know I'm loved for myself alone.
Oh, Lynn, what are you use for a brain? He doesn't love you. He just wants to use you.
How?
To blackmail your father.
Oh, he'll be ridiculous. He doesn't know who my father is. And Vic doesn't need money. He's got all the money.
It isn't the money he wants.
Then what?
He needs your father's influence. To suppress the evidence against him on an income tax indictment.
What are you trying to do to me, Bill?
I'm just trying to get it through your fat head that if...
I thought you were dancing. Enjoying the view?
Not particularly. Not what I'm looking at, anyway.
Well, that's not very polite. Apparently, Mr. Desmond doesn't care for me. I suppose he's been trying to tell you what a monster I am.
Oh, it doesn't matter what he's been saying, because I don't believe him. You might as well know that... That once I gave Mr. Desmond the gate, and he seems to be suffering from a bad case of sour grapes.
Oh, well, Beth, I'm sorry. Don't let him spoil our evening, huh?
It's already spoiled. I'd like to go back to my hotel, please.
I'll go along with you and see that you get packed.
I think you have a train to catch, Mr. Desmond. Guillermo, prendela, Signora Macassino, e quietela con l'altro, eh?
Si.
Guillermo will take it to the train.
Now, just a minute.
I brought to your coat and the package you checked.
Okay, Willie, don't crowd me. I know when I'm licked. Arrivederci, Beth.
The word for us in Italian or any other language is goodbye. Come on, Vic.
Oh, don't you worry. I won't let you out of my sight again. In Italian, she meant addio, Mr. Desmond.
I always wanted a trench coat like this here.
Yeah. Good all-purpose coat and real handy for covering a gunner.
Which is covering you, so let's just play it cool, huh?
And why not, Willie? My girl just stood me up. You and me can go steady now.
A clown.
That's me, Willie. Always good for a laugh. So, which way to the warehouse?
You speak Italian, huh?
I know a magazzino ain't no train.
Down the steps to the end of the terrace. And just take it easy. I wouldn't want a cold turkey.
I like the view better from up on the terrace.
Yeah, real pretty town. I was born in Napoli. You like the place?
My most favorite. What is it they say? See Naples and die.
Like I said, a clown. I'll just slide in easy, under the wheel, and back into the corner. Okay. Now cross your hands and put them up there above the dashboard. Oh, that's a good boy. Now, you move one finger, and I put a bullet in your gut.
Is that what you did with Jake Muldoon?
No. With him, we just removed the finger. That's a hot one, ain't it?
Funny, Willie. Real funny. I guess the real clown is you.
Bill Desmond. Well, glory be to God, ain't you the sight for sore eyes?
Jake Muldoon.
Okay, Jake, you got company. Why don't the two of you have a party? See you for breakfast in the morning.
What are you doing here?
We got your message, Jake. How's the hand?
Oh, I can get along without the finger. I won't be able to wear the ring anymore. It was Sheila's class graduation. God rest her soul.
Don't worry. The senator has the ring.
What about Lynn? Oh, I'm so ashamed of myself the way I was taken.
Right now, I'm more ashamed of Lynn the way she's let herself be taken.
Have you seen her?
I have. Maybe I shook her up a little. How do we get out of this, Jake?
What do you mean, the room? I don't see no way. We're four floors up, and there's only that skylight I can't reach, and the angle is so steep, you'd never be able to climb to the roof.
This window.
You see the crossbars outside?
I can see something else.
What?
There's a pole for the power lines, not so far off. If I could get out the skylight, I might be able to jump to it. Yeah, it has foot braces all the way down.
We'll try it. We'll need this table. Me on top, and you on top of me. I may have a bad hand, but I still have a good pair of shoulders.
But I'm not going to leave you behind, Jake.
Since I lost my Sheila 2 years ago, there's only been the senator, you, and his little girl. I'm expendable, Bill, like we used to say in the forces.
Well, this isn't the army, Jake. At least they had a kind of decency. There's none here. And I'm looking to do more than try to rescue Lynn from her own pig-headedness. I want to nail that over-six godfather at the same time.
You think I ain't with you on that?
Do you know where Lynn is staying here in Naples?
Well, sure. Digging that out was what got me nabbed.
Okay. Now, if I can just get out of here, I think maybe I could get us all out of this. Including the senator. If Lynn will cooperate.
She always walked in your footsteps and worshipped the dust blew out of them.
Not for some time.
Sure. She was only waiting to be asked back. When you didn't, what would she do but tempt you a little, get your dander up?
Well, maybe you're right. Get up on the table, Jake. Here, I'll help. Brace yourself against the wall.
All right, I am.
Can you close your good hand over the other wrist? Okay, give me a lift up.
I'm going up on your shoulders.
All right. Hang on.
All right.
Let's see.
You got it open?
Yeah. I can get up on the frame and jump for the pole.
How are you getting me up there?
I'm not.
Huh?
You couldn't make the jump, not with that hand. Anyway, I've got to come back tonight and be here in the morning. If my scheme works. Give me the hotel address and the room number.
It's a long jump. Suppose you don't make it.
To coin an old Air Force joke, you'll just have to repeat slowly over me, "Our Father who art in heaven."
The classic escape. Will the hero's desperate leap bring him safety, or will he smash to death on the cobblestones 40 feet below? Except that isn't the real question in this story. What has to be saved is the career of a senator who aspires to the highest honor his country can offer. I'll return shortly with Act Three.
Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all. You hear freedom spirit like a wild bird's call. Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all. Living free.
You feel like breaking loose, and so off you go in a Skyhawk. Buick's sleek, low-slung 2+2 road machine. Its streamlined nose thrust rakishly ahead. Its spirited V6 engine supplying the motion. All of a sudden, living free becomes second nature. Skyhawk, the smallest Buick in 60 years.
Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all. Living free. Living free.
people are coming in.
Playing it smart to get a head start. Investing time to build a future. It's such a good place to begin. A room to grow, a getting to know just where you want to be.
Join the people who join the army. You could start building your tomorrows today. Join the people who join the army. You could go a long, long way, long, long way.
If you want to do something positive for yourself and your country, take your place with us. Join the people who've joined the Army.
Join the people who've joined.
For more information, call 800-523-5000, toll free.
It's the old analogy of the snowball. Or the dominoes, the chain reaction. A man with no integrity uses a lever to force a man of integrity to give in to his demands. When he doesn't, the man with no scruples goes further and further to win what he wants. While Bill Desmond is risking his life to save the senator's future, Lynn, the girl he loves, is finding out what risk her headstrong selfishness has put her in.
Vic, if you really love me, let's pack up right now. Let's go home and get married.
Hey, subito, pigeon. What do we do about your father?
What does that mean?
How long do we have to keep up the pretense, huh? Beth? Or shall I say the real name? Lynn Winstead.
So you do know who I am?
Oh, your ex-amour gave it away.
That isn't true. You've known from the beginning, haven't you?
Suppose I have.
So Bill was right. You've just been using me. You think my father can quash the indictment against you.
Like that. And Uncle Walt dewy-eyed on me, Angel. Those things are done every day. A business proposition. Give a little, take a little.
We're done, you mean? I'm growing up fast. I was fool enough to think it was only me you were interested in.
I was. I am. Don't sell it short.
Getting my eyes opened, all right. But I'm not kidding myself anymore. I'm not going to marry you, Vic.
So? Well, I'll just have to hold you for ransom.
You really are what Bill said you were. You're a gangster and a crook, and now a blackmailer.
Our names don't faze me, sugar. The means are all I care about, and I got them to spare. Your father, the big lily-white crusader with the next nomination in his pocket and the big, big job dangled in front of him like a carrot on a stick. Well, I'm the stick, baby. I can jerk away that carrot. If he wouldn't come through for me, I love the idea of hitting back at him with those headlines. Senator Winstead's daughter, wife of exiled crook. You named me.
You'll never be able to do that now.
Oh, I got a lot of ways to go. I got you sewed up seven ways from nowheres. Mia Amore? I'm not going to outline them all. A couple you don't even know about, but I'm giving you a night to sleep on it. Now, you get in touch with your old man and close his papers on me, or he's going to find out he doesn't have a daughter anymore.
I didn't know about all this then. I was too busy making the jump, which turned out to be easier than finding my way back to Naples and Lynn's hotel. And getting into it unnoticed. It wasn't hard to see that Vic had it well staked out. But 4,000 lira got me in the trash exits and another odd two up the service elevator to the right floor. Not bad for under 10 deflated American bucks.
Who is it?
You alone? Lynn?
Yes? Who is it?
Bill, let me in before the house dick picks me up for a peeping Tom.
Bill, it is you. Oh, but wait a minute. Oh, Bill. Oh, thank God. I don't know how glad I am.
Hey, sure, how glad I am. Hey, listen, let's close the door before the house clerk raises the room rent.
Oh, you're just the most beautiful thing I ever saw.
Well, you still are the same for me. Maybe you'd better let me in on how you change your mind so fast. I won't go into the next 15 minutes or hour or whatever it was, except that it brought us both up to date on a lot of things. Nothing new for you on my side, and nothing that really matters from Lynn until the real whopper. We got a million things to do, but I happen to get lucky. I got a friend who's a purser on the Majestic, which sails tomorrow from Naples for Barcelona, Lisbon, and Madrid. He's holding two staterooms for us, one for you and one for Jake and me. Now, all I've got to do is get Jake out of that warehouse. I can get by Vic's watchdogs, but we got to figure out also how to smuggle you out.
Bill. Bill.
What?
It's no good.
Oh, honey, this is no time to back out. If I can just get us all on board that boat safe and sound, we're all home free.
No, you, me, Jake, even in spite of what they did to him. But not Dad.
Why not?
Oh, Bill, I'm so ashamed of myself. I've been such a prime jerk, such a fool.
Okay, but now you've come to your senses.
No, you don't understand. Before I came to my senses, I was in Rome, and Vic was in Naples, and there was some kind of court thing that kept him from going anywhere in Italy but here.
Damn good thing kept him away from you.
No, except that he kept writing me letters, and I...
You wrote him back. Oh, what kind of letters?
That's what I'm ashamed of. I don't know what happened to me, Bill, but I lost a lot more than my heart over here. Some of the things that I said in those letters, I wouldn't want anyone to see again. Not even me.
And he's threatening to release them to every punk magazine and yellow rag in the U.S. if you don't get Papa to come through with clearing him.
My papers for his papers. That's his threat.
Lane, you are a dope. Now, what in the name of... Wait a minute.
What is it?
Silence, dope. A genius is at work. You're sure you understand?
Yes.
It's your chance to wipe everything out. Make up for every half-baked thing you've done. Think you can pull it off?
I'd better.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but how can you trust a dope?
Well, because that's what you've got going for you.
Oh.
Vic still has every reason to think you're one.
Thanks.
It's okay. You're my favorite dope. So, you got Tedesco's number, huh?
Yes, it's Spezia 3.
No, I'm going to do it all by myself for once.
Now, remember, not till 10 o'clock tomorrow night. I've got to get Jake and me out of the coop and have time to sneak aboard. Shh.
Pronto.
Oh, Vic. It's Lynn.
Oh, hello, Lynn. Keeping pretty late hours, huh?
I just got through calling Dad. And I told him everything.
So what do I expect? The Marine landing to rescue you? The CIA? The local police?
No. He's agreed to what you want. Everything.
Only one way, baby. I want him here. I want a piece of paper from him in his handwriting with witnesses.
You can have it tomorrow.
How?
Well, there's some gossip circulating around Washington about us already. So Dad booked me a passage on the Majestic, sailing from here tomorrow night, in the name of Beth Chalmers.
So, you think I'd let you leave just like that?
No, Dad's flying in, secretly, later today. He's hitching a ride with the MATS. And from the military airport, he'll get down here by helicopter. He'll be in my cabin by 9 p.m. You just bring the letters with you and he'll make the deal.
What time does the boat sail?
Not till midnight.
Why not my place?
Oh, Vic, he can't take a chance. He's going to be suppressing evidence.
Well, why should I take a chance?
What chance are you taking? We're the ones. Dad and me are caught in the sleeve. We've got to keep this under wraps.
Okay, baby, you got a deal. But just remember, I'm not coming alone. I'll be there with plenty of protection.
Well, I'll leave visitors' passes for you at the gate. It's Pier 12... Cabin 24, A deck. 10 o'clock.
Now make it 4 passes, and I'll be there.
Oh, I've been so scared. How can I thank you?
I'm not coming for you, baby. I'm coming to watch the Senator crawl.
He's coming. coming.
You brought it off.
With three of his gunmen.
We'll take care of them and you.
Oh, I don't know, Bill. I feel somehow so dirty.
Well, it's a dirty league, and this linen couldn't be washed in public. Now, I've got to get back to jail before they know I'm on the loose. See you on the boat. Oh, by the way, you have an extra pair of pantyhose you could lend me? If the situation hadn't been so tense, I could have laughed out loud at the expression on Lynn's face. But there wasn't time for anything except what had to be done. I sneaked out of the hotel the same way I got in, carrying with me the pantyhose, two oval bars of Lynn's scented soap, and a coil of rope from one of the fire stations. I spotted what looked like one of Vic's men at the back door, hid in the shadows, till he stopped to light a cigarette, turning away into the wind. And I was around the corner and gone, back to the warehouse and my career as a prisoner. Jake! Jake!
That you, Bill?
Yeah. Look out. There's a rope coming through the skylight.
Okay. Got it.
Pull it tight and hitch it to something solid. I'm coming across and back in. After I got in, from Jake's shoulders, I unhitched the noose and the rope after a couple of flips from where I'd had it around one of the footbars on the power pole. I hid it carefully under one of the beds. I'd need it later to lower Jake with his bad hand. I'd go out the same way as I had tonight. With the soap bar and the legs of the pantyhose, we had two blackjacks. We hid those safely. Now all we had to do was wait out the day and act like model prisoners.
Well, will you look at the two dukes sleeping like they was babes? Hey, wake up, you bums.
Oh, buongiorno, Guillermo.
Okay, cut out the humor. I brought you both some grub. And this here's Tonio. He and a friend will bring you your dinner around 6. Then, guess what?
There's a file in the cake you baked.
Like I said, a clown. This time, you ain't beating your gums. Out of the goodness of the boss's heart, you'll all be on your own tomorrow morning. Well, in case I shouldn't see you again, ciao. Come on, Tony.
You may not see me, Willie, but you'll hear from me.
Tony heard the first bells that night as he brought our food. A bar of soap in the toe of a sock is as effective as it's safe. It worked equally well on the two uglies Vic left behind in the dock. Jake told me later. By that time, I was already in Lynn's cabin, waiting behind the door.
Vic. Oh, I was afraid you wouldn't get here.
Wouldn't have missed it. 10 on the nose.
You have the letters?
Right here.
Oh, good, then. Come on in. Meet my father.
Got your rod, Willie?
Yeah.
I think we'll just let Willie check things out first, all right? Go ahead. You can trust him to keep his mouth shut. Va.
Okay. There ain't nobody else here.
That's what you think.
A double cross. Don't move toward his gun, Desmond. I got one, too. I'd like to ram it right down your lying little throat, sweetheart. All right, now the three of us are just going to stroll out real casually. And this time, no surprises. Oh.
Jake!
Hi, Miss Winstead. Long time no see.
I don't think I hit Willie quite hard enough, Jake. Would you like to do the honors?
With pleasure. Didn't I tell you, you ugly spalpeen, you'd be hearing from me again?
So fresh and clean. I feel as if I'd just broken out of a spider web.
Nothing like a sea breeze to blow away all kinds of cobwebs. I wonder how Vic and Willie are enjoying the voyage.
Are they actually under arrest?
That was the whole plan. Beyond the 3-mile limit, this ship becomes American soil. The grand jury issued the warrant yesterday, and technically the captain can execute that warrant now.
And what about Willie?
Well, he's a stowaway. And he's got a record a mile long. By the time we get home, they'll be rearrested, convicted, and clapped in jail where they belong. Let's forget about them.
But How could you ever forgive me? Or forget?
Well, we made up the story that your father was going to be here when he wasn't. Let's say the letters and all the rest. Never happened either.
I don't deserve to get out of trouble so easily.
Who said you did, lady? You don't know the trouble you're headed for.
Jake, keeping a faithful watchdog's eye on them from behind a ventilator, turns away. A nice-looking couple, he's thinking. Won't the senator be pleased? And what the hell, he says to himself, it was worth it all to have a finger in the pie. I'll be back shortly.
The strangest thing happened last night when I was walking home from work. It was almost dark. And then I saw someone. A woman struggling to change a tire. I stopped. She stiffened. I think she was afraid of me. And then something strange happened. We talked. I mean, really talked. There by the roadside, changing a tire. She told me how scared she was. She wanted help, but was afraid of the kind of help she might get. I told her I had fears like that, too. And I think she understood. Then she drove away, and I didn't even get her name. But I listened to her talk, and she listened to me, too. And you know, that made me feel good.
A word for active listening from the Mennonite Churches.
By the time Lynn and Bill had gone below for a nightcap, Jake had circled around and taken their place at the rail. Putting one arm along it, he could almost feel the wraith of his own Sheila, warm and loving, nestling in it. The Lord taketh away, but the Lord giveth. Lynn and Bill were his children. And the senator was his, well, why not his father? Wasn't that the name they gave the first president? Our cast included Michael Wager, Marion Seldes, Larry Haynes, Dan Ocko, and Ken Harvey. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
I've never been able to use this room.
Why?
Oh, I feel as though... as though I'm not wanted. I'm not welcome in this room.
But this is your house. Why wouldn't you be welcome?
Well, I'm not sure any house is ours. We live in them, use them. But there are some things we can't ever own.
Oh, I loved this room. I even used to talk to it. Really. And Mother had white curtains with little bluebells all over them. And my dresser was over here. And then I had a little white chair.
Don't you feel it?
Feel what?
With strangeness in here. As though we didn't belong here.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Listen to Mystery Theater again tomorrow night, same time, same station. Now stay tuned for the news next.
Thank you.
beautiful music. This is KIXI AM 91, Seattle.
11 o'clock.
CBS News. These are the final days before Congress adjourns, and if all goes as planned, the nation will have a new vice president before week's end. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Nelson Rockefeller has already been overwhelmingly confirmed as vice president by the Senate. Under the current schedule, the House should vote Thursday or Friday. Rockefeller's swearing in is expected to follow quickly if the House votes yes. The country has been without a vice president since August 9th. In addition to confirming Rockefeller, Congress is expected to take final action on legislation to increase unemployment benefits, expand foreign trade, and curb strip mining. But a top administration official says President Ford will veto the strip mining bill because it would have an adverse impact on coal production. One man who was at those weekend talks at Camp David on energy policy says very important progress was made toward preparing recommendations for President Ford. The officials there pledged to each other not to divulge details of their discussions. They did center around ways to conserve energy, increase production, and reduce dependence on foreign oil. Mike Duval, Associate Director of the Domestic Council, discussed the weekend session.
Our mission was to go up there and to analyze an extraordinarily complex question and do so with seriousness, which we did, and we worked long, long hours over 2 days in a very serious manner. And I think what we have to do is give those recommendations to the president. Raj Morton will be doing that, and other members of his staff. We'll present those to the president. He can consider them in the context of international and domestic economic problems and then arrive at, make his own judgment.
Duval says sometime this week, recommendations on energy policy will go to President Ford. More news in a moment.
A snap. That's what shifting with the new Eaton Snapper 12-speed truck transmission is. A snap. Because the Eaton Snapper transmission lets you shift most of the time without a clutch. Just select the gear, use the accelerator, and the Eaton Snapper transmission shifts for you. It's almost impossible to clash gears because the Eaton Snapper transmission only shifts when the engine and road speed match. Yet, it has no synchronizers to wear out, no electrical circuits, and no torque converter. Instead, it uses heavy-duty springs to make easy shifts without driveline shock. It's a concept in shifting so new, it's patented. The simple design and operation of the Eaton Snapper transmission makes it dependable and easy to maintain. And it's priced right. Get the story from your OEM dealer or factory branch. Make shifting a snap with the new Eaton Snapper 12-speed transmission. Another innovation from Eaton Corporation, the makers of the famous Fuller transmissions.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir is now in the U.S. On Sunday, Mrs. Meir talked about the Palestine Liberation Organization giving the Israeli position on why negotiations with the PLO are impossible.
When there's an organization like PLO, and their ultimate objective is to destroy Israel, just to do away with us, then how do we compromise? We can compromise on territory. On any territory. It may take a long time to negotiate with any one of our neighbors. But well, how do we negotiate whether we should be destroyed or should not be destroyed?
Mrs. Meir was on the CBS News broadcast, Face the Nation. A hijacked twin-engine charter plane, along with its pilot and the hijacker, remained in Cuba. The plane was forced to fly there Saturday night by a man with a gun who showed up at Tampa Airport. The pilot, Frank Hagney of Miami, sent a telegram saying he is all right. The hijacker is said to be in the hands of Cuban police, and negotiations are underway for the return of the pilot and the plane. Governor Jimmy Carter of Georgia, an announced candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination, accuses two probable candidates of violating the spirit of campaign reform. Carter says Senators Lloyd Benson of Texas and Henry Jackson of Washington are seeking large contributions from individuals before they become illegal January 1st. Now this.
Again this year, we say it with music.
Greetings from the CBS Radio Network and some people with their own opinions about everything. The Spectrum Six. Murray Kempton, Nicholas von Hoffman, Phyllis Schlafly, M. Stanton Evans, Ethel Payne, and John K. Jessup. Also from your fair and foul weather friend, meteorologist Gordon Barnes. Good wish for the holidays and the new year from the CBS Radio Network.
General Alexander Haig Sunday officially took over as Supreme Commander of Allied Forces in Europe. Haig dismissed charges. He got the job because he served as a top aide to former President Nixon. Haig says he feels qualified for the job and wants to be judged by his performance. Some European allies expressed misgivings to the appointment of Haig because of his ties to the Nixon White House. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS in Seattle, KIXI. The weather forecast for the Puget Sound area, cloudy with occasional drizzle or fog tonight through Monday. Increasing chance of rain Tuesday. Lows in the lower 40s with highs Monday in the mid-50s and Tuesday near 50. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. 53 degrees downtown, 52 at SeaTac.